Hi, and welcome to Wednesday's MFR Farming with me, Richard Jones. In the news today, the Aberdeen and Northern Marts Group. Now, you may remember us talking a few weeks ago about the trading losses of the meat business in 2011, which contributed to a £2.5 million total loss. And in an effort to turn fortunes around, the new board have announced what they describe as up to 30 redundancies by early June. These actions are necessary to help put Scotch Premier Meat back on a sound footing, was the official line from management yesterday. So, it's a case of high live weight prices for meat on the one hand, and supermarket and consumer pressure caused by the current credit crunch on the other. It's a combination of all that that's squeezing the middlemen, that's the processors, both large and small, at the moment. A sad day, though, for A&M. But back now to the renewable stories that we're running this week. And it's microhydro again, with my guest David Wells from Tomartin. He generates his own electricity from his water turbine, literally in the garden. But it was 2 years in the planning and construction, as he tells us.
You have to apply for certain permissions. You have to talk to suppliers of the various things you need, like a turbine, like the pipe suppliers. It takes a while to get those things in order. Planning permission comes fairly early. A controlled activity regulation license, a car license from SEPA is obviously going to be required for anything to do with water. And you have to really work out whether the heights and levels that you need, the size of pipe and the size of turbine, are all going to work. And that takes quite a while before you can even order equipment.
And what size turbine is yours?
This is a 9.5 kilowatt twin jet Pelton wheel turbine, fully automatic, mm-hmm. So that the turbine follows the rise and fall in the burn every minute of the day.
And the total cost of the project from start to finish?
I budgeted for £40,000, which is a combination of a £12,000 turbine, a £5,000 controller, pipe at £5,000 or £6,000. So when you add all those big items up, it ended up about £40,000 to £45,000, which now, looking at the saving in our electricity bill and we don't have an oil bill anymore, and the feed-in tariff, that's about a £6,000 to £7,000 saving, or if you like, return.
So, microhydro, not a project to be undertaken lightly, but it can be really eco-friendly and profitable if you get it right. And that's it from me for today. Back tomorrow, 6:40 and 12:40, with more MFR Farming, when we're looking at how wood fuels fit into the renewable scene.